My guest is the February Taylor County Educator of the Month, Lisa Jiskra. She is a third grade teacher here in the Medford School District. And Lisa, if you would please share with us, first of all, congratulations. Share with us, please, your educational background, where you went to school.
Well, I'm a Medford High School grad. And then I went to Stevens Point, got my bachelor's there. I ended up getting a master's degree in UW-Eau Claire. And then actually I've probably had 50-some credits beyond that, just all kinds of universities, just because I like to take classes.
Expand, right?
Expand. Yeah,
there's always something interesting, curiosity.
There's always something to learn.
So how long have you been an educator?
This is year 37. I started in 87 when the building was new.
All in Medford?
All in Medford, yes.
Oh, my goodness. And so why did you choose elementary education as opposed to middle school or high school or some other form of education?
Well, I decided in elementary that that's what I was going to do. So around third grade, I decided I want to be that teacher. I want to be that person, as I'd bike back and forth in front of her house and be one of those kids. But there was a spell in high school where I thought, I love English class. Do I want to do this? But nope. It's always been elementary.
So it just kept drawing you back. Even though you kind of thought that might be fun, it just kept drawing you back, huh?
Yes, it's the elementary, you're more focused on going to school and thinking about the kids. And then some of the other areas, you have to focus on your subject as well as the kids.
What do you see as the biggest challenge educating this group, the third grade group?
Third graders kind of transition between being really young. I mean, they're still little kids, but being really young and starting to have some maturity to be able to do things themselves and figure out the world a little bit.
It's different every day, isn't it? I'm told that at this age, it's something new every day, yes?
Oh, I've never had a boring day in my life, not a school day anyway.
What do you really enjoy about being an educator?
Mainly, I would point out the kids. I mean, they are receptive to learning. I know sometimes you think kids would rather not. I mean, I'm sure some kids would like to be playing their video games, but they're little educational sponges, and they really do want to learn, and they want to show their skills. So that's just an honor for me to be able to be part of that.
You brought up the technology, so let me ask about that, because 37 years ago, we didn't have the internet, we didn't have cell phones, we didn't have a lot of the Chromebooks, a lot of the tools we use today. So is that an advantage, having all of this technology, or was it better in the older days when there's not so much distraction?
It could be a little of both. I mean, I think for teaching, it's really broadened what I can bring into the classroom, and I can hit a lot of different types of learning with the kids using technology. It does a little bit, though, the kids want to think about video games while I'm trying to think about some other kinds of technology, more productive work.
It has required you to evolve as well, though, because you have to stay on top of all the stuff that seems to be changing constantly, yes?
Oh, definitely. I did not see a computer until I actually started teaching. And then it was the old Apple IIe's with the big black floppy disk.
Yeah, so, I remember that.
Yeah. Every time we've got new technology, yep, I have to do a little quick learning lesson before the kids come through the door so I can stay a step ahead of them.
For somebody who may be considering going into the elementary educational field, do you have some advice, something you could tell them that maybe help them make a decision?
I do not think you would regret it at all. The kids are just a delight to be with. My advice to anyone going into education is look for the reason to love that kid and look for what's wonderful with that kid, because there is something special about every kid. Some take a little longer to show that until they're more comfortable with you. But make sure you find that, and then you will have a great time with them.
You are retiring. Do you have any plans for retirement?
Well, I plan to do some subbing, and my husband's already retired, and I have a son that's going into the military. So I hemmed and hawed on when to retire, but I thought this way, if he has some leave, I can just not take subbing jobs and I can just go visit with him.
Flexibility.
Very much so.
Once again, my guest, Lisa Jiskra. She is the February Taylor County Educator of the Month. She is a third grade teacher here in the Medford School District. Thanks for your 37 years of education. Thank you very much for that, and happy retirement.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure.